Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. The words which we consider in our meditation are recorded in the Gospel according to St. Matthew in chapter 10, beginning with verse 34. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it. He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall not in no wise lose his reward. So far the reading of Holy Scripture. It is our Prince of Peace speaking to us, a bringer of peace, but it seems a paradoxical word which is spoken here to the disciples whom he is sending out to preach in chapter 10 of the Gospel of Matthew. There's a cross connected. It is not an easy task. Take up your cross and follow me. And there are requirements for those who take up this cross in particular, and there are rewards of those for those who bear this cross. It has been a difficult task to bear the cross of confession, which is the cross under consideration, the cross of confessing, in which we follow him. The cross is, of course, a symbol of the redemption, of the price that he paid for our redemption. It is a cross of the suffering which we must bear in this world, a suffering which is not redemptive, for the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the grace that shall be revealed, the glory that shall be revealed. Bearing the cross has been a subject through the centuries, and perhaps we do not bear so much cross today. Life has become so good. There was a poem which we had to declaim in years past in German courses, Die Kreuzschau, the exhibition of cross. There was one such, and the pilgrim came, and he had borne his cross long, and the cross was heavy. And here he was told he could select any of the crosses that were there on exhibit. Some were small, also heavy and bejeweled. Some were much larger than his. They did not fit his shoulders. He tried them on. He walked around in this exhibit for a day and began again on his continuing journey. He had found one. It fit his shoulder. It was not too heavy. He went on for a day's journey. He set it down, and he discovered he had taken the same cross to continue with as the one that had been fitted to him by the Lord to be his cross to bear. And perhaps we'll find sometime that the Lord gives us the cross to bear and gives us strength to bear it, and we can bear the cross and therefore take up your cross and follow. Says the Lord, he has taken our cross upon him. And if we walk in this manner and receive a prophet, in the name of a prophet, we shall receive a prophet's reward. Perhaps if we receive a professor in the name of a prophet, we shall receive a prophet's reward. Or if we shall receive a student in the name of a righteous man, we shall receive a righteous man's reward. The Lord speaks in this manner, in this particular presentation, and whoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only, in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. The Lord indeed has rewards in view for us. And may he be praised that he calls us into his service, all as Christians, to serve him and to bear our crosses and to help others to take up their cross upon them, bear them in his name, to his glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.